THC versus CBD. What is the difference? Both are cannabinoids from cannabis, and both share the identical molecular formula, C21H3002. The difference is in the shape. THC, delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, is a partial agonist at the brain's CB1 receptor. It switches CB1 on, producing the high, euphoria, altered perception, appetite, time distortion. CBD, cannabidiol, does not activate CB1. It is a negative allosteric modulator that dampens it, so it is non-intoxicating, working instead through the serotonin 5-HT1A receptor, TRPV1, and the body's own anandamide system. That makes THC recreational and medical, but risk-carrying, anxiety, dependence, psychosis risk in the vulnerable, and CBD calming and generally well-tolerated. Its main caution is drug interactions. One purified CBD drug, Epidiolex, is FDA-approved for epilepsy. Education, not medical or use advice. Here is a fact that sounds impossible. THC and CBD have the exact same molecular formula. Count the atoms in each, 21 carbons, 30 hydrogens, 2 oxygens, and they are identical. They are structural isomers, the same building blocks arranged differently. THC's atoms close into a ring in one particular way. CBD's stay open. That single difference in shape is the whole story of why one molecule can dismantle your sense of time and appetite, while the other slips through your system without a high at all. This article is education, not medical advice. We go deep on cannabis and the brain in our THC neuroscience deep dive, and on the body's own cannabinoid in our piece on anandamide. But the question people actually ask is comparative. If they come from the same plant, why is one intoxicating and the other not? And which is safer? Here is the honest answer. Educational overview only, not medical or use advice. Same plant, same formula, opposite molecules. Cannabis produces more than 100 cannabinoids, but two dominate the conversation. Delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, and cannabidiol, CBD. Both are made by the plant from the same precursor, and both share the molecular formula C21H3002 with a nearly identical mass. Chemically, they are structural isomers, the same set of atoms connected in a different pattern. In THC, part of the molecule closes into a ring. In CBD, that section stays open with a free hydroxyl group. It is a small structural difference with an enormous functional consequence because that closed ring is exactly what lets THC fit the brain's main cannabinoid receptor like a key in a lock. Wikipedia, THC. The endocannabinoid system, the lock both keys are aimed at. Your body already runs on cannabinoids. The endocannabinoid system, ECS, is a signaling network with two main receptors, CB1, concentrated in the brain and nervous system, and CB2, found mostly on immune cells, and two main internal messengers, anandamide and 2-AG, that your own cells make and break down on demand. CB1, in particular, sits on neurons throughout the regions that govern mood, memory, appetite, pain, and the perception of time. When something activates CB1 strongly, all of those systems shift at once. That is the receptor at the center of this whole comparison, because THC turns it on, and CBD does not, per weak cannabinoid receptor pharmacology. THC, the key that fits CB1. THC works because its shape lets it dock directly into CB1 as a partial agonist. It activates the receptor, though not as fully as your body's own 2-AG can. That partial activation across the brain's CB1 network is the high, euphoria, altered sensory perception, a warped sense of time, and increased appetite, the famous munchies. The same receptor activity explains THC's downsides too. At higher doses or in susceptible people, it can tip into anxiety and paranoia, and it reliably impairs short-term memory while it is active. THC is the molecule doing the intoxicating, and everything people love and fear about being high traces back to CB1, Nita, cannabis. Adu psilocybin mushroom treats. CBD, everything but the high. CBD is built from the same atoms, but its open ring shape does not switch CB1 on. Instead, it behaves as a negative allosteric modulator of CB1. It binds at a different site and dampens the receptor's response to agonists like THC and 2-AG, rather than activating it, Lepreriate L, 2015. Because it never flips the CB1 switch, CBD is non-intoxicating, no high. So where do its effects come from? From a completely different multi-target pharmacology. CBD activates the serotonin 5-HT1A receptor linked to its anti-anxiety effects, the TRPV1 pain and temperature receptor, and PPARG, and it inhibits FAH, the enzyme that breaks down your own anandamide, effectively raising your natural bliss molecule. It is the same plant family, but a different molecular toolkit entirely. CBD multi-target pharmacology. Does CBD cancel out THC? A popular claim says CBD balances THC, softening its anxiety and paranoia. The honest answer is that this is genuinely contested. Because CBD dampens CB1, it is biologically plausible, and some human and animal studies do report that CBD reduces THC-induced anxiety and psychotomimetic effects. But other well-controlled trials find no meaningful effect, and a 2020 Lancet Psychiatry Review concluded the evidence was insufficient to say CBD reliably blunts THC, Lancet Psychiatry meta-analysis. Treat CBD takes the edge off THC as a reasonable hypothesis, not an established fact. The entourage effect, real or marketing. You will hear that whole plant cannabis is more than the sum of its parts, that cannabinoids, terpenes, and flavonoids act together in an entourage effect greater than any isolated compound. It is an appealing idea, and it may hold some truth, but scientifically, it remains unproven and debated. Much of the supporting evidence is anecdotal or preclinical, and some rigorous studies find that terpenes do not produce synergy at cannabinoid receptors at all. Entourage Effect Review 2024. Worth keeping in mind, whenever a product markets full spectrum as automatically superior. Medicine, what is actually approved? Strip away the wellness hype, and a small real evidence base remains. For CBD, one purified plant-derived drug, Epidiolex, is FDA-approved 2018 for seizures in two rare severe childhood epilepsies, Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, with tuberous sclerosis complex added in 2020. It was the first cannabis-derived medicine the FDA approved. For THC, the synthetic and semi-synthetic drugs dronabinol and nabilone are approved for chemotherapy, nausea, and appetite loss. And nabiximols, Sativex, a near 1.1 THC CBD spray, is approved in the UK, Canada, and much of Europe for multiple sclerosis spasticity, though notably it is not FDA approved in the US. NCCIH, cannabinoids. Everything else on the shelf, the oils, gummies, and tinctures, is unapproved wellness product, not evaluated the same way. Safety. Two very different profiles. This is where THC and CBD part ways most sharply. THC's risks are real. Acute anxiety and paranoia, cannabis use disorder in roughly 1 in 10 users, rising to about 1 in 6 among those who start as teenagers and higher still in daily users. An established association with psychosis in genetically vulnerable people, stronger with high-potency products in adolescent use, measurable cognitive effects in developing adolescent brains, and in long-term heavy users, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, cyclic vomiting relieved oddly by hot showers, NIDA. CBD, by contrast, is generally well-tolerated and does not produce that dependence. Its main caution is drug interactions. CBD inhibits liver CYP450 enzymes, CYP3A4, CYP2C19, and can raise blood levels of other medications, and at high doses can cause diarrhea, drowsiness, and elevated liver enzymes, CBD interactions. Anyone on other medicines should treat CBD as a real pharmacological agent, not a harmless supplement. Educational context only, or not medical advice. Why edibles hit different? Route changes everything. Inhaled THC reaches the brain in seconds to minutes, peaks fast, and tapers over a couple of hours. Edibles must be digested and passed through the liver first, so onset is delayed, commonly 30 minutes to 2 hours, and the effects last far longer, 4 to 12 hours. Crucially, the liver converts oral THC into 11-hydroxy-THC, a more potent metabolite, which is why edibles often feel stronger and more surprising than smoking the same dose. THC is also highly lipophilic, fat-loving, so it lingers in the body long after the effects fade. Human cannabinoid pharmacokinetics. The classic edibles mistake, taking more because nothing's happening, comes straight from this delayed curve. Legality in 2026, cannabis laws moving fast. In the U.S., whole plant cannabis, THC, has long been federally scheduled I, even while legal in many states. But that is actively changing. The DEA began a rescheduling process towards Schedule 3 in 2026, with hearings and litigation still unfolding as of this writing. Hemp-derived CBD, containing under 0.3% THC, has been federally legal since the 2018 Farm Bill, which also inadvertently opened the Delta 8 THC loophole for intoxicating hemp cannabinoids, a loophole a late 2025 law is set to close in 2026 by redefining hemp on total THC, DEA rescheduling. Cannabis law changes quickly and varies by state. Verify locally. This is not legal advice. The honest bottom line, THC and CBD are a lesson in how much shape matters. Identical atoms, one rearranged bond, and two molecules that do almost opposite things. One keys directly into the brain's CB1 receptor and delivers the high, its pleasures and its risks. The other declines that lock entirely and works quietly through serotonin, pain channels, and your own anandamide, calming without intoxicating. Neither is simply good or bad. THC is a powerful, genuinely useful, genuinely risk-carrying intoxicant. CBD is a gentler, well-tolerated modulator with one solid medical use and a lot of unproven marketing around it. Knowing which molecule you are actually dealing with and by what route is most of what it takes to understand cannabis. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. THC can cause anxiety, dependence, and may increase psychosis risk in vulnerable people, and is not appropriate for adolescents or during pregnancy. CBD can interact with medications through liver enzymes and is not a proven treatment for most conditions it is marketed for. This article is not a guide to using any substance. If you are struggling with cannabis use, support is available. This article is education, not medical advice.